There are places on our planet, a few, where people consistently live much longer and healthier than the rest of us. These blue zones are separated by miles, a peninsula in Costa Rica, Okinawa, Japan, Seventh-day Adventist in Loma Linda, California, and a Greek island, for example. But all of these places have things in common. Researchers have dubbed these common traits in blue zones as the Power Nine, habits like natural exercise, waking up with a purpose, de-stressing, a plant-dominant diet, and being part of social groups that share healthy behaviors. The idea of blue zones has been rolled into a series of books, recipes, and strategies. Brothers Dan, Tony, and Nick Buettner are among the executives at Blue Zones, and dozens of cities have bought into the concepts in an effort to create healthier populations. A team from Blue Zones will be in Northwest Arkansas this week for public meetings to begin an assessment to gauge interest here in a Blue Zone concept. There will be an address from Blue Zone tomorrow night at 6 at Embassy Suites in Rogers. Last week, we talked with Nick Buettner about Blue Zones and what is necessary for a community to participate.
About 20 years ago, there was a study called the Danish Twin Study that said 80% of how long we live is determined by lifestyle factors. And if that was true, what we wanted to do at Blue Zones is find the place in the world where people are living the longest life, where they not only have the lowest rates of middle-aged mortality, reaching 100 at rates 10 times higher than they're doing it here in America, but I think more importantly, they do it with a fraction of the disease, because it is about that quality of life as well as the quantity of life. And that's what kind of got Dan and I started on our research.
And of course, genetics can deal you a better hand or a worse hand, but so much of it is beyond that, correct?
That's right. The capacity of the human body, the capacity of how long you and I can live is around 90 years old. Some people hit the genetic lottery and they make it to 100. But I think one of the interesting things is here in America, the average life expectancy is less than 80. So for some reason, what we're doing is we're leaving about 12 good years of life on the table here in America, and we're doing it based on our environment, more than our genetics.
I know one of the – what's interesting is the blue zones that you and your brother have studied and researched are all over the world, but they do have these commonalities that are called the Power Nine, nine things that most of the people in these areas share, whether they know it or not.
That's right. There are nine things that include their communities and their life were set up for active movement. They walked to church. They walked to their friend's house. They didn't have the urban sprawl that we tend to have in our communities. So you can live in place and you can walk and bike and get to where you need to go. They had a strong sense of purpose and they could articulate that purpose, which is actually people can articulate their purpose, live 8 years longer on average. They had a little bit less stress. They had techniques to kind of reduce stress. When it comes to their diet, they had mostly a plant-based diet. They weren't vegetarians. They did eat meat, but it was about 95% plant-based, and their caloric intake was less than we have here in America. And the last thing I think is really important, it's where they came together as a community, how they had strong families. They had they came together around faith. Out of all the people that Dan found in his research, all but one person had a strong sense of faith. And lastly, it was the social aspect and how friends and friends kind of impact our life. According to the Framingham research, if your three best friends are unhappy or smoke or drink too much, there's a 150% chance that you do as well. If you think about it, kind of our health habits actually flow through a community in the same way a virus does, you know. So if you're surrounded by friends that are reinforcing healthy behavior, it impacts our life. And those were the things that we found, the Power Nine that we found as we did our travels.
Literally, misery loves company.
Exactly.
All right, so some of these things I think people will hear and think, well, I can control diet. What you found was that folks, say, like in Guanacanas, Costa Rica, had pork four or five times a month, and it was a small sample. So diet, we can control, eat more plants. wine at 5. I can control that. I can have wine at 5.
move
naturally, yes. Walking, gardening, things like that. But I think some people hear this and say, well, take, for instance, purpose. Have a purpose. The reason to get out of bed. That seems a little harder to grasp, a little bit more esoteric for some people, I would imagine.
That's right. It's one of those, if you think about it, if you kind of look through life, people that have that sense of purpose, that reason to get up in the morning, they feel more healthy, their energy, they kind of come together around it. It starts kind of getting into one of the challenges that we have in America around depression, for example, and the linkages between depression and purpose. With Blue Zone Project and with the community work that I'm sure we'll talk about in a minute, mm-hmm. what we try to do is partner with people like Richard Leiter, who really kind of tries to understand how can you do an asset analysis of your skills and of your strengths? How do you kind of look to really understand yourself around your values and your morals when it comes to your purpose? But most importantly, how do you, once you have that, how can you bring those things out into your life on a daily basis to be able to do them? You know, and sometimes it's one of the more interesting ones is around volunteering. People that volunteer, kind of tied to their purpose, tied to who they are actually in some ways healthier. They're both happier. They and have longer life expectancies.
So when the Blue Zones assessment starts, Blue Zone City assessment starts, if it's Spencer, Iowa, or Albert Lea, Minnesota, or the process that will begin in February in Northwest Arkansas, how does that begin?
I want to explain one other thing around Blue Zones that I think is really important. And that is, in all of our travels around the Blue Zones, I never met one person at the age 50 who said, I need to go on a Blue Zone diet so that I can live to 100 or I need to start exercising. For them, what it wasn't was this conscious thing that I need to do to live a longer life. They weren't pursuing longevity. Instead, longevity happened to them because of their environment. So what we do around Blue Zones and our Blue Zone projects and what we try to bring to communities is how do we set up our environments to make that healthy choice easier? How do we come together around people and around supportive networks that are helping reinforcing healthy behaviors or breaking down isolation in communities? How do you look at the places where we work, live, and play to just create just this little bit of nudges that just make that healthy choice a little bit easier in our community, or through policies and social norms as defined by the local community that, again, create a healthier community? Now, with Blue Zone Project, we're currently in 48 communities across the country. We're coming to Northwest Arkansas in what we call kind of a two-day assessment. It allows us to go to the community. These are community-led initiatives and do a presentation to allow your community to see, is this something that's right for you? What is Blue Zone Project, and is this something that you want? But for us and our team, it also allows us to learn about your community. It allows us to learn about your strengths, your challenges, what are some opportunities, what would a scope and sequence if we were to bring a Blue Zone Project to your community look like? What would we focus on through that process? And we do that by, again, a presentation. Your community is actually going to do a presentation for our team at ShareCare and Blue Zone Project. And then we're going to do a presentation, kind of talk about kind of how we show value and how we look at value. But then from there, we have focus groups and one-on-one meetings that people can come to where, again, we can learn about your community. We can learn about where the opportunities is, and it gives us an opportunity to talk.
I imagine for you there's a pretty big challenge because you need to hear from as many different people in a community as you can.
That's right.
You don't want a homogenous representation.
No. So after Dan and I did the initial research around the Blue Zones, they reached out to Dan, the National Institute on Aging, an ARP and ask them to find community health programs around the country that was actually changing behaviors, that were fighting the chronic diseases that are killing our kids and doing it sustainable. And what he wasn't able to do was to find any in America that was successful. He was able to find two, one in North Karelia, Finland, and one in Northern France. And through that process, what we were able to do is identify what does a community need to, in order to really have the impact around health. And there are things like a strong leadership team that comes together to be able to push it. If there's just two or three people in the community, or if it's just your work sites, you're probably not going to have the impact. But if you can bring together your leaders of your largest work sites and your volunteer, United Way, and other volunteers in your community, if you can bring together your elected officials, if you can bring together your schools and your superintendent and grocery stores and restaurants so that you're breaking down the silos, because there's great things happening in all the communities, but if you can break down those silos so that everybody is moving together around a common vision around health, that's where the magic starts to happen.
I'm speaking with Nick Muettner from the Blue Zones and Blue Zones Project. They will be in Northwest Arkansas soon to begin an assessment. Is cynicism something that you have to battle when you're first introducing the idea to communities?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's a lot of questions around Blue Zone Project and our approach. And that's one of the reasons why we try to come in and be very transparent with who we are and what we're doing. And then that includes, again, the presentation with the question and answer that's happening next Tuesday. It includes a partnership that we have with Gallup, where we will look at kind of how do we define value in the community and really kind of be as transparent with as possible with the community around it. But as always, we're not from your community. We're not from Northwest Arkansas, so that communities do want to kind of understand, do you really understand kind of our community? Do you really understand and can you make the difference that you do? So it's, in some ways, it's that audition the other way, I always like to say, that we're kind of assessing whether or not your community has the readiness to be successful, but in the same way, your community is auditioning us. And we're okay with that. Let's have these honest questions around what the program is and be transparent.
Is there a sort of exponential factor here that if more people in a community start to move naturally or more people start to think about how to wake up with a purpose or downshift, as it's called, to de-stress, that if a certain amount of people do it, then maybe more people do it, like ripples in water?
Yeah, or the tipping point, kind of the tipping point theory in the community. What Blue Zone projects are 3 to 5 year initiatives, where what our goal is to hit a tipping point in the community where everyone comes together around health. And it starts with all those leaders. It includes how do you look at your policies around, are your streets made to make it easy for you to walk or bike to school? Are your parks clean? Are they inviting? Are they places where people can come together to celebrate healthy activities? Or are you afraid to let your kids walk to school because of the traffic? What is your food systems in your community? Is there healthy foods? Is there healthy access? Are there food deserts in your community? So we will bring in experts to look at that along with tobacco. We will come in to look at the places where you work, live, and play. And again, try to create those healthy nudges in a certain percentage of your work sites, your restaurants, your grocery stores, in your schools. Even partnering with faith-based and other civic organizations. And lastly, what we try to do is engage a certain percentage of the population. If you can create awareness around Blue Zone Project, around what you're doing and around health, and get a certain percentage to actually to be active in it, you hit this tipping point where the whole community starts moving together around this common vision around health and wellness.
Even if your 80s or 90s are decades away, this isn't, I mean, it is about healthier in the future, but it's also about a healthier life and a happier life now or in the very near future?
That's right. It is actually both. One of the things I like to talk about, kind of as you talk about later in your life, is in here in America, the compression of mortality, the time between when you get sick and when you die, is about 4.5 years. It's where we spend most of our healthcare dollar in America. It's that time of our life that you need somebody to take care of you, and you're not really doing those things you want to do. In Okinawa, Japan, the compression of mortality is less than a year. So they're living their life all the way to the end, doing what they want. But at the same time, if you're breaking down isolation, so that you're feeling you're part of this broader group that are doing things that are aligned to your purpose and who you are, how does that impact your life in terms of today?
Nick Buettner is an executive with Blue Zones, and a team from Blue Zones will be in Northwest Arkansas tomorrow and Wednesday to begin an assessment of Northwest Arkansas as a possible Blue Zone participant. The first event is a keynote address tomorrow night at 6 at the Embassy Suites in Rogers. RSVPs for the address should be made at bluezonesproject.com/NWArkansas. Details about Wednesday events associated with the visit are available at that website.